Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Everything you want. Hey, Paige.
That didn't go over here.
We were doing our favorite quotes from war movies that have been used in rap songs.
Oh.
We looked it up right now on the whore inflation map. You can't get much for $10 anymore at all. Like, not even a toe picture.
I mean, 40 used to get you a little bit, but not so much anymore.
No.
A toe picture?
Not the foot, just a toe. You know, the foot pictures. The thing got Fatboy kicked off on Facebook, which his suspension went away. Welcome Fatboy back to Facebook. He's back.
Hey.
What's your handle on there?
You know what?
Love.
They should be.
Love handles.
There you go, Paige.
TRG.
Fatboy TRG and the TRG. Text in what you think that stands for. It's not the Rise Guys.
No,
have fun with it.
Go smash all the buttons.
Wrong answers only. TRG.
Oh,
Fatboy TRG.
That.
I hate it too.
People do it. This. Are you captioning, you lazy ass?
Or them bots will say, send this to us. I'm like, you're a bot. Plus, you don't know how the internet works. Send it to your damn self.
He's not the running guru.
What do you think
either.
That arrow right there means? That little paper airplane. Send it to your damn self.
It stands for the running guru.
Bot.
He jogs every day.
Probably, jogging guru.
Probably an international bot.
Fatboy has a running club.
I only get fooled by American bots. Only.
Hey, let me tell you about this hack. We're hackers.
I'm not.
Can you code, bro?
No, not at all.
I can't even.
All right, so here's a life
code.
Hack. I love hearing about life hacks that really are important. There's a lot of crappy hacks out there that you don't care about. But this is really something that you need to know, especially if you had a dad who was a master gunnery sergeant.
In the Corps.
I was close.
Yeah. So there's a site, Apartment Therapy, and they shared this hack.
Apartment Therapy.
That if you have a sturdy wooden spatula in your bedroom, it helps to make your bed. How?
What does making bed mean?
You say it like Sitting Bull.
I am single bachelor.
Well, it's for people.
I took the door off the bathroom.
Oh, if they do the upstate bachelor, would you be on it?
Heck no. Fact no.
You know, like the local renditions of popular shows?
No.
Like Greenwood's Got Talent?
I'll be like, Paige, I will turn down your fashion week and say, I have plenty of a stage for 4 hours every morning. Share it with someone else.
They used to do Liberty Idol. I just wonder if they would do like a Upstate Bachelor.
Listen.
No. All the women are taken. There's no reason to now.
What is this hack? Because people are dying to hear this. Instead of having to lift the mattress.
The mattress?
You just shove the spatula in and put the sheet under there, and there you go. You got hospital corners. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful hack.
But like you said, Mastery Gunnery Sergeant Daughter. That's you.
Gunny.
That's your handle on Facebook.
Gunny Purtle.
You were inspected. We were never inspected.
They never did that to you.
We were told
did you
to
have
make
to put your toys away, or they'd throw them away.
That did happen. Either I don't think they really. My mom was not the charitable type that would just throw them away. She'd give them like Connie Maxwell or somebody.
She did not give your toys away.
The hell she did. Either, dude, this is the same woman. Hey, baby, once again, who years later on this show.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. Remember the, let's bring up a memory here. The, no, I'm not actually. It turns it into me. I don't want to talk about it.
I think my mom was.
Remember the Muppets drum set that I loved so much, that I played so much, it drove my parents crazy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it, and they, I was told that it, someone took it or something happened to it or whatever. Yeah, something happened to it because they took it. And years later, she admitted it finally on this show. And you remember she gave me a Muppets drum set. I was like 41 years old.
Gosh. Lied to. That's right up there with the guy who called in and said his parents said when they played the sound on the ice cream truck, it means they're out.
That's awful.
And he never could figure out why are they playing the
why
sound if they don't
like. Why did you take the drum set? Were you bad? Because
I was banging it all the time.
Oh, you weren't.
Yeah. And we were in a four-room house. So.
Did she give you lessons, though?
Bro, we're talking about the same woman who, when he threatened to leave, would pack a bag for
him. She would. She'd get me a stick and put a little bag on the end of it, like a hobo.
Bye.
Hobo, by the way, I said. Don't dump
bye,
out
Felicia.
He said he was going to call DSS. She picked the phone up.
She invented that. She called me Felicia. She's like, bye, Felicia.
Don't let it
You'll
hit
be
you.
Back before you get to Jordan's.
Don't What's let it hit you is? On the booty. But my mom.
You'll get down there to Mr. J's and you'll turn around and come back.
My mom wasn't so like my dad was with Bike cleaning shop. The bathroom and that kind of stuff when he was in one of his moods, you know? Like dad moods, like you kids do nothing but sit here and play games or watch TV.
Right.
So my mom, if she would come home and she didn't like the way the house looked, like everything had to be tidy and I had to have dinner ready.
You are probably just, you're one of the tidiest people I know.
You really are.
Well, she...
I compliment your tidies all the time.
Thank you.
Behind your back, to your back, toward your front.
I like
in the armpits.
It's like on sports when they call them touchdowns tutties now. I hate that.
I can't.
I hate tutties.
If I'm tidy, I was born that way.
That wasn't funny.
It was.
I'm going to go to Savannah and go to Tidy Island.
I got tidy.
So tidy.
Savannah.
Paige wants to open up a tidy bar. She sure does. She wants to go. It's going to be clean and neat.
Neat.
Like you whiskey. I
so,
like it neat.
So my mom had
the coffee neat.
This thing about the pillows that I don't know, you go to some people's houses where you have to karate chop the pillow and make sure it has the perfect, you don't know.
No. I mean, my mom kept a clean house, but like it wasn't. It wasn't that.
You didn't have, like,
making the bed was pulling the covers back up.
You didn't have like the fan thing had to be in the carpet or it was beautiful.
We didn't
Paige
have carpet.
Stay at her mammy's house and keep a smart mouth.
I know. Paige goes back in the helps quarters and does spending night
oh,
quarters.
Oh, no. None of that.
What you doing back here, Miss Paige?
Well, a Pennsylvania town.
Yeah, you said pencil.
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 Pencil-vania.
You got a Freudian slip. Somebody's thinking about, you know, a pencil. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, I thought she was thinking about penicillin.
She's got wood on the brain.
Do any of your gay friends have penises hanging from their ceiling and it's called a penicillin? Go ahead.
No.
I don't know if he's going to say that or STDs.
It's the opposite of the Sistine Chapel. It's the best name.
Why are you hanging upside down? Quit looking at the ceiling.
I'm Batman.
One of them has all some naked men statues.
Oh, hang on.
But they're all tiny and their noses are chopped off.
No, okay,
what's up with the nose? You didn't like it?
He has.
He left the goober on, but you took his nose off.
He has Thinking Man and some other statue from Europe, but I'm not going to give him David. Mm-hmm. I have David at home.
It's probably got the Kanye action figure statue.
It's Ye-Ye, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He changed it again.
I didn't mean to call you your slave name. That's what he says.
That's what he said.
Well,
that's
anyways,
not doing an office joke. That's
a
really
town
what he said.
In Pennsylvania called Millersburg launched a new pothole fixing program called Fill My Hole.
How are you spelling Phil?
With an F.
Light McCracken.
I understand.
Or not Light McCracken.
Is it fill like my touch hole. Or insert and fill? FILLFEEL. The joke is gone. It's only made in print.
Yeah.
Verbally, it does not make sense.
You ought to appreciate it if somebody would just put like some gravel or something in there, something quick.
Boy, I
think that's why people read the podcast, try the transcripts now. It's so some of my jokes will make sense. They only work good in print.
What's he trying to say, man? I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
I want somebody to do something serious about the potholes instead of making commercials out of it about pizza.
Well, they have a program where you can report potholes.
Well, yeah, but you're kind of like a nerd if you're doing that. Like, come on. There's a pothole.
They add all holes, no waiting.
Who are the nice people that alert you on your GPS that there's a speed check ahead? Like, is that the...
Oh, yeah, that one app where they update it in real time. Who's doing that?
But who is doing... I mean, like, that's nice, but, like, I feel like you're distracted a little bit, unless you're doing it from the passenger side. Like, otherwise, thank you. You've been dead on 85 here lately, but at the same time, like... I never knew, like, when you're looking at the GPS and it shows you, like, when it goes yalla and you realize, oh, I'm about to hit some traffic, is it picking up the heat sensors? I'm asking a legit question here.
I don't know,
from
man.
Radars or satellites, rather?
They're updated so much in real time, I don't know how they update them.
I don't, yeah, exactly. And same way they can tell you it's going to quit raining in 5 minutes.
It will ask you, is so-and-so wreck still there? I'm like, ask somebody else. I'm doing stuff, man.
I'm driving 92 down 85.
Yeah, you are.
I'm like, come on.
I only go 7 over the interstate number.
That's what she said yesterday, right, Paige?
No.
82 on 85?
Yep.
That's what she said.
You just got pulled over.
Yeah, you got pulled over for doing 82 on 85.
I did.
What a bunch of junk.
It's fun.
Must have been clogging up the lane.
Like I got pulled over for doing 35 on 29 with Hampton.
I was coming down a, you know, the hill kind of thing, and I was coming down fast, and they got me.
I drank a fifth of Kool-Aid and got dared to drive, so.
Oh, my Lord. That's He's talking about McHistory.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and that's your risk, guys.
That would have been over in Alabama.
I don't know any more rap lyrics.
Kool-Aid McHistory's a football player, nerd.
He is.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, his real name's not Kool-Aid.
It's a nickname, Fat Boy Ellenberg.
It's like there's no, you know.
Should have went out on mine.
There's no, I can't think of the other one. Yeah, my battery's about dead. Anyway.
I tried to tell you, should have went out like 3 seconds.
Well, we always go out on yours.
3, 2, 1.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So here's the thing.
He hung up.
He's still there. Brett, I don't want to ask too much and lead this in a way that I don't know how it's going to go, but just to let everyone know, they came to you guys, you and your wife, and apparently what I've been told is that the ball's in your court, and what that means is I don't want to break the seal on this. In other words, Fatboy, help me. You've been told do whatever you want to do, kind of thing, meaning you handle it, and you did. You scheduled a dinner that they were going to come to, and you were going to say you and your wife were going to present to them, hey guys, thanks for reaching out, but we really don't feel comfortable with having.
Maybe it's possible they forgot about it.
Well, they didn't respond at all. They didn't text back like that's.
No-showed it.
They just no-showed it. So you've tried. So for the people on the text line saying you're a SH blank, blank, blank.
Dumb bastard.
TY.
Dumbass,
family member. Mm-hmm. Then they should realize you tried. And this is going to happen soon. So you have to do this today. Am I putting words in your mouth?
I mean, you pretty much got it. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Now, here's the thing, too. With something like this, I don't want him to cuss.
I mean, people don't really cuss that much anymore, so we're good.
Okay. All right, here we go. Truth and consequences. Brett's going to call his brother-in-law, who he's just learned he's related to, and he's going to tell him that that he's not comfortable. They're not comfortable with them having the baby there at the house. And this is... And I see your text. I don't know... Oh no!
How's it supposed to go?
Was that Brett?
No.
Nah, okay, Brett's still there.
I've asked a million times to get a new one, and nobody gives a rip.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? You go down there and look at all the vinyl banners and crap they got of towns that I don't even know if they listen to us. But we can't get a phone. You hear this nonsense? All right, here we go. It's truth and consequence. I've stalled enough.
Hello. Hey man, you got a second?
Hey man, yeah, what's up?
Hey, so I need to talk to you about something. So I've been trying to get with you and Jess for a while now, but y'all ghosted me on that one dinner that I scheduled.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, she had a prenatal appointment thing that ran long, and then she was all she was all emotional. I just didn't want to poke the bear that night, you know.
I get it. I figured that was probably the case, but so here's the deal. I can't do this birthing thing at our house, dude. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
I'm just saying that flat out. Like, I can't have y'all birthing a human in my bathtub. I don't care how relaxing or zenful it might feel or whatever, but I can't. I can't. Sorry.
Dude, you think I want it at your house?
Wait.
You think I want it at your house? What?
What'd you say?
Brett. I've been saying from the beginning that we should go to a hospital. I didn't want it at your house either. This is it's all her, man. She thinks the tub in your guest room has calming chakra or whatever. But she's not listening to me. She ain't listening to me.
Don't say too much right now.
What? No. I'm just saying. She's the one who wants to be like surrounded by family energy. I didn't even want to ask you about it. I told her from day one. This is completely crazy. It's insane.
We're on the radio right now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're on Truth and Consequences. You know, the Rise guys, Mattman and Fatboy.
Hey, Paige.
We're, all of us.
We're all here right now. We're live on the radio right now, Danny.
We're live right now.
Yeah, Truth and Consequences.
Man.
So please don't cuss. Yes, please don't cuss. The one out of Greenville, South Carolina. That's that's us. The ones that you read about in Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
That's us. The ones that they talked about in Sports Illustrated. Yeah. So.
Every other site.
What'd you need? Brett needed some backup, right, Fatboy? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but you know, it sounds like you two are on the same page.
I think you both
agree. Very odd.
I love it.
Well, yeah. I mean, dude, you brought me on the radio. I'm screwed.
I'm done. Said my piece. I'm sorry. I got to bounce before the spirals. Like, I hate to do you like this, Danny, but this ain't gonna be good, man. I got to save a little face. I wanted literal collateral damage as possible here, but
who's saying what? Who's that, Brett?
Yeah.
How are you gonna leave before it's over? You're the one who started it.
Brett hung up.
Danny?
Oh man, yeah. I'm glad he feels better.
Did he just say he was gonna hang up? Like
You know, when you're on the radio and you hear the voices, or I couldn't tell who was who. So Brett, the one we started talking to. So Danny is the one who is going to be the dad too.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, welcome. We're still on the radio. Don't cuss, please. But that was real. Like, he wanted to call and tell you that because, wow. First off, let's moment this for a minute. Has that happened before where the person calls in all big and beefy like, yeah, I'm going to give him a piece. Well, he didn't really say it like that, but he was just saying, you know, this is not happening in my house.
So he kind of had heat first, but now, Danny, you got it with him because, I mean, he brought you on the radio and just hung up.
Yeah, but what was so bad? Well, you said, yeah.
He kind of agreed with him, though.
Have you not, you don't know me from Adam. I mean, you're from Sports Illustrated, but do you care necessarily, like the fact that have you said to your wife, you're not going to answer this question, but have you said to your wife, I think this is crazy, you should do it at a hospital? Don't answer that'll ruin your life. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, I plead the fifth there.
Good. Don't.
No,
I'm telling you, don't answer it. Don't answer.
Well, it sounds like her mind's made up. Like, I don't,
first off,
yeah, but she's, you know, she's still gonna lose her mind when she hears this. Like, it, you know, if she's not in labor already, you know, she'll be by the time this airs.
Oh, please. No, we live, dude. But, you
know, live,
we're live. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you're used to most radio shows still taping everything.
You got some work to do, buddy.
We live 7:42 a.m. Eastern, 6:10:25. All right. Can we save your number and? Please.
It's got to be more
and
to
and
it.
Give you a holler here at the end of the show, and maybe because yes.
If he left you on the radio, he should help you tell
like
her.
That is a big dickheaded move, and I'm not talking in a complimentary way. Thank you.
No, in a weird way, guys, it's like I feel like there's like a load off my chest, like
gross,
and that's that, you know, that's a start, and I guess I'll deal with the rest with her as it comes, you know.
He should help you out.
Yeah, but that's like what? So I don't understand why he hung up, why he got mad, or did he get mad, or
he
was
said
he like
he was done.
So just come in and raise hell and leave?
Something about collateral damage, you said. I heard that part, but I didn't hear him say he was going to hang up.
Okay. I tell you what.
Should I call him back? Should I tell Jug to pound sand and then I call, you know, Brett back?
I don't know
what to do. I don't want to tell Jug to, you know, pound sand. He'd run over me.
What does pound sand mean? Like, eat my shorts?
Hit the bricks. You know, get the hell out of here. Go pole vault over a mouse turd somewhere else. Hang on
for
me.
Lord.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Like, did eat my dust mean like
literally
like eat, but then Bart Simpson took it to eat my shorts.
Yeah,
he and was then the, now we're just all blatant like, nah, we wasn't talking about my dust or my shorts, we was talking about my butt.
Yeah, he was literally, he took it into way different terms here.
Very much
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So, guys, break it down. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, where Paige thought the show's over and went home early. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating the birthday on this, the 11th day of June. Happy birthday. Or
suck it.
Bring it now.
Hang on a second.
Paige, there's no famous birthdays today. Yeah, we're going to make some up for fun.
It's funny you mention that. There's really no music for them, so I got to put in a little... accompanying, what do you say that one is with it?
Accompaniment.
That's it.
Accompaniment.
So do a little bit, you know, 50 cents for you, you know, people out there who are not in the know.
50.
Used to be in a little unit of the Gorilla.
Why does he own a nightclub called 50 Bar? You don't go to the 50 Bar tonight? Watch some football, see some nice tutties?
Well, I'll tell you what, 50 Cent don't hold back. You ask him about anybody in rap, he'll tell you.
And like, with a careless kind of way. I mean, I know he's got his...
He don't forget.
He did a whole song about it. He also said he will die or get rich, I believe, was the song.
He said his first record deal was...
Oh, he'll die trying.
His first record deal was $1 million from Eminem. He said Damon Dash made fun of him because it was only $1 million.
Yeah.
Only $1 million?
But...
He said, now he don't have any money.
Oh,
that's what they all say.
He says his name don't have any money.
That's what they all say when they owe.
Yeah,
but foot.
50 got a lot of money now. He got vitamin water money.
That's exactly what I'm gonna say. I know he made money with music and all that stuff, but his fortune came from vitamin water.
Yeah, he's got a business sense.
And Coca-Cola. He's got a business sense, or he's just got good people. I don't know.
Good management.
He said, "I'm from Harlem. $1 million is a lot of money."
I know. My investor, I thought I was with the right one. I'm with Cheryl Lynch.
Ah, you got the wrong one.
Her brother Merrill was too expensive.
He opened his own pizza joint. He didn't have time to, you know, cook pizzas and, you know, watch over your money, your futures, your commodities.
That's right. 50 Cent, is what?
You know, you, Cheryl's busy too. You got a dance school. You got the Cheryl Lynch. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just saying that because of the bid. Well, actually, it's not his birthday.
Oh, it's not.
But we'll start with...
He loves the accompanying music, and he also
makes
loves
up.
Making me guess by initials.
Give you a little, you know, like drop hints here or there.
I like it.
She's back on TV now, and I didn't realize she was this age. She's, I think she's Willie's daughter, right? Sadie Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
You know, I know this only because of my daughter, but Sadie pregnant.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Big hot dude she's married to, too.
Well, she didn't say anything about him being attractive. She's like, you know.
Big old strapping fella.
I was like, well, you have nothing in common with her. You had yours now.
I heard Lady K is not doing too good after since Phil passed away.
Did you read that about? Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's true or not about the Dolly Parton stuff.
No.
Okay. I don't want to go further. It's, it might have like been live paper real? Stuff. No, no, no. That proper care... for him was, see, this is where I'm spreading rumors. It basically was saying that, like,
talk about Carl.
The family was against Phil.
Oh, okay, Phil.
The family was against the wall for a certain care that was needed for him. Again, all alleged, and that Dolly Parton paid the freaking hospital bill.
I believe it. She does a lot for people.
I feel like they could have paid for it easily. Duck Commander made a lot of money.
Sadie, I will say, has got to be like 20. God bless. I mean, that's 25. 27.
28 years old, that's Sadie Robertson. Close. Good looking as hell, too.
Yeah. I like her
got
name.
Got the dimples.
It's Sadie? Like,
I do like Sadie.
It's like my daughter's name, Grace. Like, when I was a kid, that was an old lady name. But now it's cool again.
It's pretty.
Like, I want somebody to have a baby girl named her Hattie. little Hattie Mae laying there.
I like this Hattie. Victoria.
Man, Hattie, who?
I do.
Yeah, I don't know what you said, but I agree.
I said I like those Victorian names, and you go, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you like them antebellum houses, too.
They're racist houses.
Let's, I think they're beautiful inside. They are. I'm sorry.
They are.
I'm proud of the South. I was born here.
It's this fella's birthday, and...
No, that's just to entice him. I am proud of the South. You know that.
Yeah, well, she was raised in California. Turn her back on the South.
Yeah, and you see what's happening to California now, don't you?
I didn't do it. I'm here.
He raced go-karts here and made the local news. He was just stopping in.
God, he's right over there.
I know this. Initial, yeah. I know this.
Oh, who was it?
I can't remember.
Okay, I know this. I know this. I can't remember. I will go further than Paige. I'll ask for the initials.
SL. Very controversial actor.
Sophia Loren.
No, he is talented, though. He did a little movie called Holes. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Gosh. That was a good movie. Oh, I like Holes.
Oh, shoot. I see him. Oh,
he got me.
Shia LaBeouf.
Of course.
Yeah, the guy who... do we know, was that like some kind of deep-seated character research he was doing when he was pretending to be out of his mind, druggy?
I don't think so, man. He's really like, he gets in his own head a lot.
Yeah, he's one of those like, he strikes me like Joaquin Phoenix type.
Method actor.
Like he is
really method actor.
Intense all the time.
Yeah.
He was living in Central Park, he said.
I believe
Ooh,
that.
I
heard
that.
He had an Airbnb with this. There she goes again. Pigeon lady. That's who he lives with now. Paige, I'm going to let you guess first because you'll probably talk all over my guess.
Go ahead. I just said it.
Please. It's Pride Month. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. You go first. Ladies first.
Damn. Somebody's going to guess.
I said it was Pride Month. I deserve that. 44.
47.
Shia LaBeouf is 39 years old today.
I'm leaving.
Well, that's what drugs does to your face. You've seen the faces of meth. That woman looks 84.
Sorry,
she's 16.
Shia.
It is Peter Dinklage's birthday.
Ooh.
Old Dink.
You like him, don't you?
He's a great actor.
He's the number one.
Did you watch Game Of?
I did not watch Game Of. I did watch Elf.
You drink and I know things.
Me and Fat Boy did.
Yeah, well, you're sheep.
He was laid up in the pillow house.
We're not sheep.
Y'all talk about you White Lotus, too. I don't even know what the hell
sheeple.
That is.
Sucked.
I thought that was a car.
You know what sucks? House of the Dragon. Oh, that show blows.
Yeah, but
House of the Rising Sun, you got to pay for those.
Game of Thrones got me through a lot of stuff.
Last season sucked, but...
I just watched that one after Chris passed away because it kept me focused on something instead of dwelling on my problems.
While drinking, I know things. Okay.
And then I watch Christmas movies too because it's always a happy ending.
But do you, when you see those shows or talk about them, does it bring you back to that moment?
No.
Because shows like that do that to me and I can't watch them anymore.
I got rid of all the triggers in my life, like certain pictures and stuff.
Oh, can I have your old guns?
No.
Did you take the triggers off the guns and keep the guns?
The triggers are like his boots. If I see his boots, it just killed me. His car.
Oh, yeah. It'd be tough to sell the car. It'd be hard to part with that stuff. Peter Dinklage.
Yes,
Tyrion
I was
Lannister.
Thinking about that further, and I'll say he's 53.
52.
He is 56 years old today. Oh, dang. This gentleman had a TV show. He is a doctor. He tried to run for the Senate in Pennsylvania and failed.
Oz.
It is Dr. Oz. I forgot what Trump appointed him. Medicaid, I think.
I don't know, but I saw where Tillman Fertitta did get the ambassador to Italy. He's the ambassador.
Why do you want it?
Because you get to
The spaghetti you want.
I guess.
A bonjour or Fertitta.
I guess. I don't know. Free pizza.
He should have Fertitta Bar. Are we saying it wrong? Is it Fertitta?
No, it should be called Hot Plate, a Fertitta Bar. Because what do they say when they're bringing your fajitas? They say hot plate. They
hot plate. I heard Tillman Hall was actually for him in Clemson.
It was for...
Fertitta. It is now.
Nevertheless, we could have some fun with that. We won't. And I will tell you that Tillman Fertitta, is that who we're getting?
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz. Mehmet.
Dr. Oz.
Mehmet Oz is 69 pages. Favorite number.
She loves it.
She loves calling to 70. See who called her.
She loves to be the 6 or the 9. Dr. Oz is 65 years old today. We'll do let's do Joe Montana, Notre Dame quarterback, 4-time Super Bowl winner.
I'm doing some quick math here.
I grew up a Niners fan. I really legit did.
58.
Then we got the Panthers. 50. I was still a Niners fan.
58. You go 42, and then plus 25.
This surprises me.
67.
God, the fact that you even guessed that high surprises me too.
Oh.
I'm not far off.
65.
You aren't. That's why I'm shocked. Joe freaking Montana is 69 years old.
Oh. Yeah. Well, he was with Notre Dame and
from Pennsylvania.
What a talent.
79,
80. Yep.
Yeah.
Green jerseys.
Yeah.
I remember
before Rudy came in. They should have made the movie Joe instead of Rudy.
Hey, Joe.
Fake bull crap.
I remember when they won the Super Bowl.
You lied like a champion's what you did, Rudy.
And being at the airport and everybody screaming and yelling for him. That's the best thing. To have a team.
Going to the Chiefs was the worst thing ever.
Ending the career like that. Yeah. Monday Night Football against the Niners.
God.
You want to guess Adrian Barbeau real quick?
Oh, dude, Cannonball Run. Nice cleavage page. Beautiful. You'd be jealous.
Even you. She's beautiful. Why would I be jealous?
Let's say she's, what's she? 82?
I'd buy her socks.
I would.
He would buy 85.
She's an even 80 years old today. It still looks great, too.
I was about to say, I want to Google her with the year 2025 and see.
I'm surprised she didn't do much more than that.
She only did movies where she was, like, sexualized, which, you know.
Well, maybe that's all.
That's how Paige got her job here.
We've only got one.
In the casting studio.
Every job.
We've only got one happy heavenly birthday to a legend. Talking about Blazing Saddles, Silver Streak, Young Frankenstein.
Lord. Oh,
Willy Wonka himself.
Freaking Gene Wilder.
What a talent.
Would have been 92 years old today.
Oh.
Yeah. Never the same after Gilda passed away. And he just.
To have a love like that. Your wife so much.
Did you see the documentary about him? I don't know if it's on Netflix or Prime or what, where they took his real book that he wrote, used AI to recreate his voice, and he's reading the book to you in the documentary. It was almost like the Pee Wee documentary,
eerie.
But done past tense.
I got to see that. I got to see the Pee Wee documentary. You talking about from Porky's?
I didn't. No, not that one. That one would have been over fast. He got expelled for putting a snake in the sewer and bit the old lady on the butt.
Paige liked meat. That's who she liked in Porky's.
And then some. It's bachelor party.
You like Ball Breaker?
So, God, that was her name, wasn't it? Gym teacher?
Was she the stripper, too?
Oh, no. God, thank you. No. Thank God.
Gym teacher. 3 times. Teacher.
Nobody wants Ball Breaker strip.
I'm going to write it on your forehead and make you go stand in front of the mirror.
You remember that lady in Cocktail when she had written on her forehead?
Uh-uh.
You're the same way?
I don't have what she's having. Different movie, Mom. Thank you for listening to today's show. Thank you for allowing me to share with you the newest addition to the Harris Clan. And I mean family, like tribe. Oh, I should say that. Like grouping of people that are related.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody well, knew what I you mean, were saying.
Come on.
Grouping of people who are related.
Tribe sounds weird.
Ku Klux don't get to own them all.
No.
Ku Klux Klan, remember? Nobody's still
that was our. For those of you that need a job but are too uppity to go out and clean somebody's house, you wear a hood.
Yeah. Ku Klux Klan.
Ku Klux Klan.
There
but
you
it, here's
go.
But here's the twist on it, though.
It's tasteless.
We'll clean for anyone.
And then we have the tagline, the only thing we'll burn in your yard is trash.
Yep, that's it.
That's even
if
worse.
If there's no burning ordinances.
We'll follow the rules. You know. We'll follow the regime rules.
The regime.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Join us tomorrow morning. It's Thursday. Do you know what that means? No, you don't. Will it be Facebook fussing? Or will it be Facebook funeral?
Wah, wah.
Oh, my God.
Listen tomorrow and find out. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.